Among the issues being discussed by Pittsburgh's three Democratic mayoral hopefuls is public safety. Public safety means something different to each of them. Incumbent Bill Peduto says during his tenure, crime has gone down and community relations have improved. His challengers say they can do a better job. 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino Young reports.
Waiting for the bus in downtown Pittsburgh, Melvin Dawson says he doesn't dislike Mayor Bill Peduto.
He's okay, but I think they messed up when they let that police chief go. He was like stopping all the dirty cop stuff.
He's talking about former police chief Cameron McClay, who was hired in 2014 and resigned last November. Dawson knows Peduto put McClay in place, and the police union may have been largely responsible for his resignation, but either way, he's lost some faith.
Like once he left, they're back to the same old stuff.
For him, it's time to try something new, so he'll be voting for challenger Reverend John Welch. Welch himself says he saw potential for real change when the outsider chief came on board.
I had a lot of faith in Chief Cam McClay, and he was implementing the reforms that I believe needed to take place, both in the area of police safety, police community relations, and as well as diversity.
New Chief Scott Schubert has said he'd like to continue with McClay's vision, including programs like implicit bias training to help officers more fairly judge situations. Peduto and Welch are big supporters of it, but for challenger, Councilwoman Darlene Harris, it's not really on her radar. Her top priority is clear.
I have been hollering that we don't have enough officers. The other issue is we're not paying them, and that's why we keep losing our officers, too.
Right now, under Peduto, there are 912 officers, the first time the city has exceeded 900 in 15 years, with more currently in the academy. But a big issue is the relationship between the mayor's office and the police department's union, the FOP. Since before he took office, it's been rocky between wages, contract negotiations, and disagreement about hiring Cam McClay. Here's Peduto.
But I would hope that the men and women who are the rank and file of the police force understand that my job is to keep them safe, to make sure they get a good wage, to give them equipment and training that they need as well. And I do believe that there is a line that has to be walked in the days that we live right now between community and police. But the job of the mayor isn't to pick sides. The job of the mayor is to pull them together.
Harris is vocal about what she calls low morale within the department and says the job of the mayor is to get out of the way of officers.
I mean, they have felt so down that it is unbelievable the way they've been treated by this administration. I think if I do become mayor, they will perk up quite a bit.
Whereas Reverend Welch says as the head chaplain of the police department, he has a leg up already. Downtown Pittsburgher Lloyd Gaston agrees.
As far as being a reverend, naturally he's concerned about other people. He's concerned about people not only as far as that he's black, all right, which would help with the little neighborhoods around here. It's the fact that he really cares about people.
Gaston's fiance Patricia Congdon is on the fence, but leaning.
I like William because he seems to be vibrant, caring, loving for Pittsburgh, and he's happy and exciting. He's got energy, and I like that because he's like one of the homeboys, I hope. He is from Pittsburgh.
As far as crime itself, Pittsburgh's numbers largely reflect the U.S., and many violent crimes went down during Peduto's tenure. He says encouraging predictive analytics and more technology like ShotSpotter is already helping. Welch says crime is linked to economic development.
We have young people that are creating their own economies out of necessity. We need to give them an alternative. They need to have jobs where they can make good family-sustaining wages.
Kathy Barlow says despite each candidate's platforms and intentions, nothing happens overnight. She thinks Peduto deserves a little more time.
I think it takes a long time to affect change, especially in a city like this. It's an old city and people are set in their ways, and it takes a long time for people to get on that bandwagon and for things to turn.
The primary election is May 16th. I'm Virginia Alvino Young, 90.5 WESA News.